We can now offer an answer to that question, drawing directly from the study of good to great companies. Bad BHAGs, it turns out, are set with bravado. Good BHAGs are set with understanding. Indeed, when you combine quiet understanding of the three circles with the audacity of a BHAG, you get a powerful, almost magical mix. A superb example of this comes from Boeing in the 1950s. Until the early 1950s, Boeing focused on building huge flying machines for the military, the B-17 Flying Fortress, the B-29 Super Fortress, and the B-52 Intercontinental Jet Bomber Stratofortress. However, Boeing had virtually no presence in the commercial aircraft market, and the airlines showed no interest in buying aircraft from Boeing. "You make great bombers up there in Seattle. Why don't you just stick with that?" they said in response to Boeing's inquiries. Today, we take for granted that most air travel takes place on Boeing jets, but in 1952, almost no one outside the military flew on Boeing. Wisely, through the 1940s, Boeing had stayed away from the commercial sphere, an arena in which McDonnell Douglas had vastly superior abilities in the smaller, propeller-driven planes that composed the commercial fleet. In the early 1950s, however, Boeing saw an opportunity to leapfrog McDonnell Douglas by marrying its experience with large aircraft to its understanding of jet engines. Led by a Level 5 leader named Bill Allen, Boeing executives debated the wisdom of moving into the commercial sphere. They came to understand that, whereas Boeing could not have been the best commercial plane maker a decade earlier, the cumulative experience in jets and big planes they had gained from military contracts now made such a dream possible. They also came to see that the economics of commercial aircraft would be vastly superior to the military market, and of no small importance, they were just flat-out turned on by the whole idea of building a commercial jet. So, in 1952, Bill Allen and his team made the decision to spend a quarter of the company's entire net worth to build a prototype jet that could be used for commercial aviation. They built the 707 and launched Boeing on a bid to become the leading commercial aviation company in the world. 3 decades later, after producing 5 of the most successful commercial jets in history, the 707, 727, 737, 747, and 757, Boeing stood as the absolute, unquestioned greatest company in the commercial airplane industry worldwide. Not until the late 1990s would Boeing's number one position be seriously challenged, and it would take a government consortium in the form of Airbus to do it.